USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Air Force, launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.